This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Robert Lomelli, last name L for Larry, O, M for Mary, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India. First name Robert, R, O, B for Boy, E for Europe, R, T for Tom. Date of August 24, 2023, period new paragraph. He is a 69-year-old male patient who comes with a history of lower sternal and lower parasternal area chest pain like a ache while working in the backyard. He at that time decided to come inside, and he felt that he may pass out, period. He sat down and he did not have syncope, period. Over a few minutes, probably 5 to 10 minutes, his symptom gradually subsided. He did not give any history of similar problem in the past, and in last 24 hours, no chest pain, period. His symptom did not radiate, and there was no accompanying features, period. He also gives history of shortness of breath, which has worsened in last 1 week, and he uses the bronchodilator inhaler regularly, period. He, on questioning, he says he may be able to walk 3 to 4 blocks slowly, though he attributes this to the knee problem, but at the same time, he would get short of breath on walking this distance, period. Symptom would improve on taking rest, period. He has a past history of 2 coronary stent about 10 years ago, period. The new paragraph. No recent history of any dizziness or syncope, period. No history of edema of feet, period. No history of palpitation, cuff with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of coronary stent in 2016 and 2018. So he had a 1 coronary stent in 1 artery and then subsequently in the 2nd artery, period. He recollects that at the time of both the events prior to the coronary stent, he had a severe mid and lower sternal chest pain with shortness of breath, period. The past history of hypertension for 6 years, period, history of prediabetes, and history of hypercholesterolemia also for 6 years, period. No history of any previous cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, tuberculosis, kidney or liver problem, period. History of bronchial asthma since childhood, period. He says he had a nuclear scan in December of 2022 with his cardiologist in Whittier, California. Whittier, WH for house, I for India, T for Tom, I for India, E for Europe, R, period, California, period. The result did not show any significant abnormality, period, new paragraph. Personal history, he 5 feet He's 5'8" tall, period. His weight is 288 pounds. He lost about 50 pounds weight in last 6 months, period. New paragraph. Allergy is, he claims to be allergic to iodine contrast agent and shellfish, S-H-E-L, for Larry, L for Larry Fish, F-I-S-H, period. He says in 1990, he had a IV contrast study, IV, I for India capital, V for Victor capital, IV contrast study at Loma Linda University Medical Center, period. Loma Linda, L for Larry, O, M for Mary, A for Apple, Linda, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple. In 90s, and at that time he had blisters over the skin and a choking feeling, period. Since then he had two cardiac care, and both the time he had a pre-medication given, and so he did not have any allergic reaction, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father had a myocardial infarction in his 60s, and he died at the age of 76 while on dialysis, period. Mother died at the age of 82 due to cerebrovascular accident, period. New paragraph. Social history, he does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. There is no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal pedis 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 110/110/70 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click, period. No S3, no S4, period. No significant heart murmur noted. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and left axis deviation, period, new paragraph. Analysis. The patient has a new symptom of chest pain on exertion, and in view of his past history of coronary stent introduced twice in two different artery at two different time period, it was felt that a IV Lexiscan cardiolite scan should be done to evaluate for myocardial ischemia, since he cannot walk more than 3 to 4 blocks without getting short of breath or a knee problem, period. Pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient and the wife, period. New paragraph. In the meantime, he's advised to continue same medication, period. He also gives history of panic attacks, period. He has a risk factor of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia plus prediabetes and severe obesity, period. He understood the advice regarding nuclear study, which he understood well, and he agreed he had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, angina pectoris on exertion, period. Next line number two, history of coronary stain in one artery in 2016 and another artery in 2018. Period. Next number three. Number three, shortness of breath on mild exertion with a recent worsening of shortness of breath. Probably due to number four. Number four, ischemic heart disease. Next number five, hypertension. Next number six, hypercholesterolemia. Next line number seven, prediabetes. Next line number eight, history of bronchial asthma since childhood, period. Next line number nine, history of panic attacks, period. Next line number 10, severe obesity, period. New paragraph. Face to face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, discussion of his symptom and the reasons for workup, plus pros and cons of workup, and in view of iodine contrast agent allergy, it is important to start with nuclear studies to evaluate for ischemic heart disease, period. The patient and the wife understood well, and they had no further questions, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.